Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I love to say that. I'm really coming from the Baltimore area, but I'm a D.C. native, D.C. boy at heart. What's going on, Lions? Tonight, I want to talk. Hey, Lion, what's going on? Tonight's message is talking about being present in your now. And this is where I'm at right now. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm dealing with. Being present in the now. How many of you guys know that? Sometimes being in the present in the now is not a good feeling. Sometimes, I talked about becoming comfortable, learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes the season that we are in our lives might not be that season that we feel like we should be in. It might be an uncomfortable season, but nevertheless, where you are right now, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, is where you are. I think sometimes we spend so much time, as my Aunt Rosetta, who's on tonight, would say, thinking about yesteryear and focusing on tomorrow, how many of us actually focus on where we are today? How many of us are actually living in the present, dealing with where we are presently, living in the moment? Or do you spend time thinking so much about the past mistakes that you can never get back, past mistakes you can never correct, because whatever is past is gone, or you're focusing so much on what's going to Tiffany or what you want to happen that we miss so much about what God is saying to us because we're not living in the present. It's very, very important, I feel like God is saying to us to be present in the now. Live in the present. Live in your present. I don't know about you guys. Like, what's going on to Bria? Bria, I almost said something else. We're talking about being present in your now. Living in your present. Sometimes we think about, again, yesteryear, what happened yesterday. We think about where we want to be at. In the future, but we don't deal with where we are today. We might be hurting, but we're thinking about yesterday I was, and then we end up going through that whole thing of I wish I had done that, if I had done this, regrets, and we go into that self-pity party. I don't know about you guys. Thank you for sharing the video, Tabria. But I know I have been this place right now where dealing with the presence, like, man, I'm not really Lord feeling where I am right now. What's going on, Mrs. Holly Crawford? I'm not feeling where I am right now. I am not liking where I'm at. I wish I was over here. I wish I was there. This person is doing this. This person is doing that. But we're not embracing where we are. We're not embracing what we're dealing with. We're not embracing emotions. We're looking over the emotions. Some of us are we're just going through the motions, so we can get through the day and hope that tomorrow will be better, but we're not being present. What is God saying to us? One thing about it, we have to be thankful. I think sometimes we're not thankful enough in giving thanks and saying, God, I appreciate you. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you. I might not be where I want to be. What's going on, Dean? But Lord, I'm believing in you, that you are going to get me to the place where I need to be. Thank you so much, Ms. Alicoffer. Being present in your now. So this is where I'm at. One thing that I always say this, this thing is that I'm always preaching or talking from where I am, sharing it with you. But this is where I'm at. This is where God's definitely working with me on in my own personal life, being present in the now. And that's what basically God was saying to me tonight. Be present in the now. You know, and one of the things that God was telling me was take it slow. But I didn't read it in scripture tonight. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34 says this. But seek ye first the kingdom, his kingdom, this NIV version, and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. What's up, Calvin? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. See, sometimes we focus so much, we worry about tomorrow. Is this going to be right? Is that going to be right? What about this? What if this happens? What if that happens? You know, and the scripture saying, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. We spend so much time worrying about other things. Where am I? What if this happens? What if that happens? You know, Tabria says this. We have to keep our eyes off how others appear to be living, what they are doing. That's true, Tabria. That's so true. This keeps us and others now instead of our own now. What? I wish I had my mic. I have to remember to bring my mic over here so I can drop it. This is my imaginary mic. Drop it, Tabria. That's it. This keeps us and others now. This keeps us and others now instead of our own now. Because when you're focusing so much on what other people are doing, it's hard to hear what God is saying because then you begin to become envious. How come this person is doing that? How come that person is doing this? And one of the things is this. I was having a conversation with my mother. My mother just said, perhaps this is not the time for that right now. And I was like, I became indignant within myself. I didn't say it, but I became indignant within myself. I was like, how dare her say I'm not ready? And I had to sit back and I say, well, maybe perhaps I am not ready yet. But I know that God is preparing me. And then it's like, okay, well, have I done that thing? You know, I had to have this conversation with myself, right? What's going on, Pops? I got my dad in the house. What's going on, Pops? What's going on, Miss Harris? I had to ask myself, well, have you done it, that one thing that God has told you to do? I hadn't done it yet. I was so much focusing on yesteryear, focusing on what's going on down the street, around the corner, focusing on what I want to happen within this next year. It's like, where am I at right now? What's going on, David? Where am I at right now? So God wants us to listen, take it slow. First point tonight, take it slow. Being present in your now. We got to take it slow. I don't know about you, but I got to take it slow. My mind was rushing over here, over there. I want this. I want that. Now, one of the things I've always talked about is this microwave society. We live in this microwave society, and we want everything right here, right now. I want it now. No, what we need to do is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. What about now? What about today? What's going on, David? David says, talking to me, brother. Yeah, David. You know, this is where I'm at right now. It's like, there's so many different things. I have so many different things in the works, so many different things that God is doing. But there are some things that I haven't done yet. But sometimes we do have to take it slow. Take it slow. Slow down. I know God's telling me to slow down. Slow down. Slow down. And that's the whole thing that God was saying to me. What's going on, Londra? Slow down. Take it slow. Be present in your now. What is God saying? And then listen to this. Sometimes we have to accept that we aren't there yet. Woo! I don't know about you. So many different things. We're saying, God, I want this now. This is supposed to happen now. I have this schedule right here. In 3 months, I should be at this point, and bam, it should happen. It's not happening there. And then like I told you, my mom said, well, maybe you weren't there. Maybe you aren't ready yet. And then I sit back and just ask myself, well, you know what? Have I done some of the things that God has already put in my heart to do that I haven't done yet? Something to think about, right? Then it's like, well, maybe I'm not there yet. Because sometimes we want things that we want, and we don't want to hear God say no. We know it's something that God has put in our hearts. If it's something God's put in your heart, you know God's created you to do this thing, and you're believing that God's going to do this thing and work in your life, and you know that this is it. But perhaps you aren't at that point. Perhaps I'm not at that point. Perhaps we are not at that point yet, because perhaps we cannot handle what God really wants to do in our lives because we haven't surrendered some things to him. Let me ask you a question. Do you want the blessing first before you have the patience, before you have the other fruits of the Spirit, or do you want it right now? And then to get it, you don't have the other fruit of the Spirit, you don't have the patience, you don't have the humility, and then you get the blessing, and then you're not able to handle it because you're not there mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know, listen, sometimes we just have to accept that we are not there yet. And, you know, it's hard because the flesh is saying, I want it now. The flesh is saying, I should get it now. It should be mine. And some of us, we want the inheritance. We want the testimony. We want the blessings without going through the process. Listen, the process is the process. You cannot rush God. You cannot rush what God wants to do in your life. What's going on, Ken? You cannot rush the process. Just accept sometimes that you are not there yet. And I had to do that. I had to say, okay, well, maybe perhaps I'm not there, but God is preparing me. The thing about it is to be prepared and to get ready. So when the door of opportunity opens, you are ready. You see, sometimes we miss it because we're like, I want this now. I want it now. I want it now. And God's saying, take it slow. Sometimes we just have to accept that we aren't there yet. Sabria says this, we think we are prepared, but we aren't fully equipped for it just yet. All right. All right now. That's true. Sometimes God wants us to, he wants to take us through some things, refine us through that fire, refine us through that situation, those uncomfortable circumstances, so we can learn, and then we can be able to become stronger and better people, that we'll be able to deal with the things that he wants to do in our lives. You know, Kevin? One of the things about it is this. We have to allow God to lead us and to set the path. We have to allow God to lead us. And now, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it says this in the NIV version. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Listen to this. You know, allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you. You know, and the thing about it is this. Allowing God to really take control. Take it slow. It's like we have our hands on the plow and we're saying, I want to go fast. Go faster, faster. And God said, no, you're going to miss some things. See, sometimes we miss some things. Sometimes we miss some instructions. Now, I'm going to give you guys this example, and I pray that you don't do what I did. And this is a true example, okay? Some years ago when I was in elementary and went on a snow trip, and this took a time. It was like maybe in late March. We went to a man-made ski resort, right? And they didn't really have that much snow, so they had to do it. Was very, very slushy, and it was not the best. My first time going skiing, right? So I couldn't get my shoes into the ski, my boots to the ski. So I was talking to one of the other guys, young boys, and they're showing me how to put it on, and we were both talking, having our conversations, trying to put it on, and we weren't taking it slow, we weren't listening. So he took us to the top of the beginning of the hill, the beginner's hill, right? We're on the top. And guys, we missed the part where it tells you to go side by side. We went straight down. let me tell you this. One thing I could see were those trees with those orange ropes that we knew not to go beyond that point. I had to make myself fall. I was shaking. I was shivering. But I missed some of that message because I was too busy talking. I didn't hear the part that said you had to go side by side. Needless to say, by the time we got to the bottom of the hill, some of the newer skiers had gone down that slope about two or three times. I was done. That was it. In fact, I had never been skiing since then. But the point is this. Take it slow. Because you might miss something that God is trying to tell you because you're trying to do things in your own speed. You know, and we have to learn to become patient. Now, listen, that's one of my things that I know I am working on and God's working on with me. What's going on, Savion? Is being patient. We have to learn to be patient. We have to learn to allow, just be patient. Things are going to happen and it's time. And, you know, listen to this. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14 says this, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen your hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be happy as you're waiting. But I don't know about you. Sometimes when I'm not feeling like waiting. I want it now. I want things now. And sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. You know, but wait on the Lord. And when you're waiting, be of good courage. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's Psalm 27:14. I love Psalms. So first point, take it slow. Sometimes we have to accept that we aren't there yet. Allow God to lead you and set the path. Then become, and listen to this, I want to say this. How many of us rush? We don't want to wait on the Lord. And then we become upset and we want to blame God. Just wait on him. He hasn't forgotten you. Has he ever forgotten you? You know, and so listen, sometimes life's going to happen, and sometimes we might feel uncomfortable. You know, but listen, he hasn't left you. But sometimes I know I'm not the only one who has said, I want it now, Lord, and then become upset with God, like, God, why? Why? I've been waiting. Why, Lord? Wait. Wait on the Lord. It will save you a lot. It will save you a lot of heartache. It will save you a lot of pain. What's going on, Rob Dobb? In the house, Tabria says this, we missed the critical details, component of life, instructions, because we rush what needs to slow, what needs to be slow cooked instead of microwaved. You on it. I'm going to read that one again, Tabria. Yeah. We miss the critical details and component of life instructions because we rush what needs to be slow cooked instead of microwaved. Listen, what matters is that you will get to the place where you need to be. But are you getting everything that God wants you to get now? Are you savoring the moments that God wants you to savor? Are you loving the people who are with you today, because we're not promised tomorrow. So many people are passing away. And I hear some people say things like, I wish I had told that person I love them. I wish I had done this. I wish I'd been there. Listen, live in your present. Take it slow. Let it slow cook. Let everything God is trying to do in your life, let it happen when it's supposed to happen. It doesn't mean to go for it. Not to go for it, but means to hear what God is saying to you. Take it slow. Go after your dreams. Do those things. I'm not saying don't do those things, but wait on the Lord. What is God? Is God leading you, or are you leading yourself? Are you even asking God to lead you? But listen, take it slow. Be present in your now. Take it slow. Second point tonight, listen to God when he's talking to you. Listen to God when he's talking to you. How many of you guys, when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, when God's talking to you, you spend so much time saying, and I don't like this, and this person did this to me today, God, and God, I want to do this, X, Y, and Z, and we talk so much, it won't give God an inch to talk back to us. So being present in your now, living in your present, listen to what God is talking, what he's, listen to God when he's talking to you. Now, I had written a song years ago, Life is Calling You. And basically the song is saying, Life is Calling You Today. You know, and that's the gist of the song. What's going on, Brian? That's the gist of the song. Life is calling you. God is calling you. But you got to listen. You know, how many of us really, really listen, take that time out when we finish praying to really hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us? You know, to actually spend some time and say, you know what, I'm going to turn the phone off. I'm going to turn the TV off. I'm going to turn off all media. In fact, I'm going to leave the media in the room. I'm just going to go into to my own prayer closet, to my own special place to pray and meditate. How many of us really take the time out to really do that? Being present in your now. Being present in your now. Listen, this is not one of those feel-good messages. Because, listen, most of us, we want what we want when we want it. Most of us want what we want when we want it. But God is saying this. Take it slow. Listen to what I'm saying to you. And, again, this message is for me. I'm taking this thing in. One of the things about it is this. You cannot outdo God. We cannot out-talk God. We cannot outdo God. Isaiah 43:19 says this. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Again, this is Isaiah 43:19 NIV version. What's going on, Dwight? What's going on, Pastor Dwight? See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I want you to know God is doing a new thing. You cannot outdo God. You cannot outdo him. You cannot outtalk him. You can't do any of those things. So listen. Just hear what God is saying and know that God will make a way for you. Know that he will do that. You cannot outdo God. And then listen to this. Listen, learn to be quiet. Yeah, learn to be quiet. One of the things about it, and I know it's for me, myself, what's going on, Deb? Got my big sister Deborah on. We're talking about tonight being present in your now, living in your present. James chapter 1, verse 19 says this, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak. And slow to become angry. And how many of us do the opposite? We become angry. We say the first things that come out of our mouths. And then we want to take it back. But it doesn't work like that. What's going on, George? It does not work like that. Listen, I know I've become angry sometimes. I've spoken sometimes before God's released me to speak and say some things. And I learned my lesson. It's better to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That's James 1:19. Listen to God when he's talking to you. Learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. You know, learn to be quiet when God's trying to speak to you. Learn to be quiet when people are talking to you as well. You know, be quick to listen. You know, and sometimes we don't want to be listened. We don't want to listen first because we sometimes feel like we have to prove something to people, but we don't. Listen, learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. It is an art to learn to be quiet and really to say, I'm going to do James 1:19. I'm going to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Tabria says, the art of listening is very valuable. Yeah, it is. It is very, very valuable. What's going on, Noel? You know, listen to this. Listening will take you far. The whole thing about being present in your now and this whole thing about listening to God when he's talking to you, listen. Listening will take you far. God can really open up so many doors if we would learn to just listen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. What's going on, Sheila? It says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. fear the Lord and shun evil. That's the NIV version. I love the King James version. I love the King James version. King James version says like this. Okay. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all your thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Listening will take you far. When you acknowledge him, he's going to direct your paths. You know, don't think that you know everything. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, one of the things, thank you, Grace. Listening will open up the doors. God will really bless you in your life. And in being present in the now, God will bless you when you learn to listen when he's talking to you. So that you don't miss what he's trying to get you to see today. Because again, some of us, we miss it. And I believe that God does not, and today, God's saying, take it slow. Listen to what I'm saying to you so that you can hear what he's trying to say, his instructions for you. You know, I'm going to go to my Aunt Gracie, Proverbs 18. I'm going to Proverbs 18. How you guys doing tonight? You guys doing well tonight? Which verse on 18? On Grace, which verb? I see you put Proverbs 18. Listen, you know, give me the verse. All right. So tonight, first point, main point, take it slow. Second point, listen to God when he's talking to you. Point three, deal with the present. How many of us really deal with the present? Or do we live focusing on what used to be yesterday? We focus on what we hoping will happen, the future. We focus on the past, then we focus on future so much that we don't live in the present. You know people like that who just live in the past? Oh, I used to do that all the time. But what do you do now? One thing you do now is just focusing on what they used to do in the past and how great it was in the past. What about today? Where are you at today? You know, it's not necessarily an easy thing to deal with the present because you have to be honest and deal with your emotions. You have to be honest and deal with where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You guys understand what I'm saying? What are your thoughts about that? How do you in your life deal with the present? How do you guys deal with the present? And this is how it works. For those who are just coming through tonight, you know, feel free to talk. Let me know what you're thinking. You know, we're going to be respectful on here. You know, even if you don't agree or if I disagree, you know, we're just going to respect each other. But how do you deal with the present? Because the whole thing about, for me, embracing the present means that you're going to have to be honest about what you're feeling, about what you're going through. And I know that sometimes we don't want to be honest. We don't want to deal with the pain that we might be feeling or what we're going through in that moment. But I just want to hear back from you guys who are listening. How do you deal with the present? How do you embrace your present? Are you living in your present? Are you living in now? Or as my Aunt Rosetta would say, are you living in yesterday? Or are you so focused on the future that you miss what God is doing right now? Because we can't fully get to the place we want to be in the future if we neglect to deal with where we are right now. What's going on, Julie? Being present in your now. Where are you now? One thing that I want to say is this. Deal with the present. Like I said, you have to be honest about where you are. And you have to be willing to accept it. You have to be willing to grow from that, you know, either you stay in what in the funk, if you're in a funk, or either you're going to do something, get out of that funk. You know, one point about it is this, don't run from it. In dealing with the present, don't run from what you are feeling. Own it. Own if you're upset, own that you're upset. If you're unhappy, own that you're unhappy. No, you have to be willing to own it. Be willing to own it, but don't run from it. Because you know, listen, you can run from things, right? When you run that situation, because you know sometimes people turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol because they're running from some of the issues that they're dealing with. You know, you can run, you can do all these different things, right? And guess what? The same situation is going to be right there until you deal with it. So I want to encourage you, don't run from it. Whatever it is that you're dealing with in the present, don't run from it. If you're happy, great. Be happy. Be ecstatic. If you're dealing with some fear, be honest. Say, hey, Lord, I'm dealing with fear. What's going on, George? If you're dealing with some hurt, you know, and I want you to understand that in your presence, when you really embrace where you are, you can allow God to help you to work through where you are to get you to where he wants you to be. But to be honest, you have to be honest about it. Don't run from it. Deal with it. Tabria says this, I deal with the present by letting whatever is happening happen. That's a good one. And allow God to show me where and how I am to develop or learn from it. If you're here, I might have to slap you. I'm just joking, guys, just joking. That's great, Tabria, my brother in Christ. Yeah, that's a good one, Tabria. I deal with the present. I got to read it again. I deal with the present by letting whatever is happening happen, yeah, and allow God to show me where and how I am to develop in it or learn from it. Amen. My big sister Deborah says this, I deal with the present by being in a state of gratefulness. All right, yes. Not worrying about what I have lost or what I could have. Just remain grateful for where I am and what God has allowed me to have. Amen, Deborah. Amen. You know, I was thinking about that earlier tonight, you know, the whole thing about being thankful, like that state of being grateful. And I know we've talked about this, Deborah, before, and we need to come back and do another show really soon. I deal with the present by being in a state of gratefulness. Yeah, that state of gratefulness is something else. That state of gratefulness and saying, Lord, thank you. Just thank you, because it's thank you. You know, because, you know, it could be different. You know, and sometimes we might think that our present or what we're dealing with right now is the worst thing that could have ever happened. But you have someone else who's present stating what they're going through is worse than yours. You know, so just being grateful and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I think if anything, that needs to be the banner, just gratefulness. Thank you, Deborah. Gratefulness. You know, and I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm going to share this with you. When you deal with the present, it's between you and God, right? It's between you. What's going on, JC? It's between you and God, not everyone else. See, sometimes when you deal with your present and God is showing you your heart, it's not for you to go and take what he's showing you and go and tell everybody. Some things are kept between you and God in dealing with your present. What's going on, Kevin? Some things are for you and God in your prayer closet. It's just between you and God, not for everyone else. You guys understand what I'm saying? And being present in your now. You know, God wants us to be transparent with him, right? Whatever God is talking to you and showing you in your life, showing you about your heart, showing you where you are at, it's not about you necessarily taking that and telling everyone. That's between you and God, what God wants to do in you and your relationship with him, what he wants to teach you. Now, if he tells you to share, then share. But some things are just meant between you and God. You know, listen to this. How about this? Let God lead you. In dealing with your present, like I love how you said, allow, Tabria, we said, and allow God to show me where and how I am to develop in it or learn from it. Sometimes we have to just be, we have to be willing for God to let God be God. Let him lead you. Deborah said this, right, Jesus told some to tell of their deliverance, and some he said, don't tell. That's true, Deborah. That is so true. Because sometimes people cannot handle where you have been through. They can't handle what you've gone through. You know, but in dealing with your present, what's going on, Dwayne? In dealing with your present, let God lead you. You know, you hear people say, I'm just going to do me. You know, have you ever heard people say that saying, I'm just going to do me? I love what Tabria says. Okay, Tabria says, we have to keep our intimacy with God private. Yeah. That's right, Tabria. That's right. And you guys, have you guys heard that whole thing? Sometimes people, what's going on, Chris? Where people say, it's not about, I'm just going to do me. I'm just going to do me. And everyone says that, I'm going to do me. Boom. But you know what? It's not about you doing you. It's about doing what God has called you and told you to do in the first place. What's going on, Kim? So in dealing with your present, let God lead you. It's not about you doing you. It's about you doing what God has called you to do. You know, and I think sometimes we miss it. We miss what God is trying to say to us because we're trying to lead God. We're trying to lead God. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31:6, it states, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Again, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And being present in your now. When you're dealing with the present, sometimes God might take you to the enemy territory, right? But you got to know, you got to be strong and courageous. When I say the enemy's territory, you know, God might, I'm not saying even the enemy's territory, even taking you to the promised land. Listen, there might be some things, some giants in your way, but listen, just know that God is with you. He will lead you. The thing about it is that we have to be willing to allow him to lead us. What's going on, Sheree? We have to be willing to allow God to lead us. You know, I love this verse, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. You know, in dealing with your present, be strong. Know that you're not alone. Know that God is with you. Know that God will lead you. Don't be afraid of the things you see. Don't be afraid of people. God goes before you. If you say, listen to this, I'm going to be strong and courageous. I'm not going to be terrified or afraid, for the Lord goes with me. He would never leave me nor forsake me. Sometimes we have to affirm ourselves with the word and put that I, make it personal. I will be strong and courageous. I will not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord goes with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. When you're dealing with the present, you're honest about your heart with God. You're honest about where you are and what you're going through. And you submit yourself to the Lord. You submit yourself to the Lord. You say, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. You have your way in my life. Listen, you open the door and you say, I will be strong and courageous. I will not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord goes with me. He would never leave me nor forsake me. You are not in this race by yourself. You are not in this race by yourself. So being present in your now, living in your present, know that God is with you in your present if you allow him to. And if you allow him to lead you, what can happen in your life when you allow the Lord to lead you? Because listen, sometimes we allow those who are married, you know, you allow your husbands or wives to lead you. I've seen some people allow their kids, children to lead them, their families, their best friends. And God's saying, let me lead you. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. What's going on, Pastor Donnell? Tabria says this, everyone can't handle our nakedness. All right. Everyone cannot handle our nakedness because it exposes theirs to themselves. And they aren't ready to look at their own nakedness. All right. You guys are, oh my goodness. Pastor Donnell says, blessings, sir. Good teaching. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Donnell, for coming. My big sister Deborah says, she replies, yes. And if they can't see themselves free, they don't want to be free and will discourage you from being great. If I had several mics, I'd just throw those mics down. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. Now, listen, I'm sorry, I'm getting all excited. I'm going to reread these things so you guys can really catch what this conversation has just now happened. Tabria said, everyone can't handle our nakedness because it exposes theirs to themselves, and they aren't ready to look at their own nakedness. Their own nakedness. We're a reflection. So sometimes when people see you, they see a reflection of themselves in you. If they're not willing to deal with what they're dealing with, they're not. Whew. We have to be ready. We have to be ready. So when we stay in this whole thing of I'm going to be present, I'm going to be present, and then people see that you're being present, you're dealing with your feelings, your fears, you're dealing with your issues. If they don't want you to deal, I'm going to reread what Deborah wrote. Yes, and if they can't see themselves free, they don't want you to be free and will discourage you from being great. Wow, that's some great teaching right there, guys. That is some great teaching. You know, one thing that I say again is that sometimes when you see people, you see a reflection of yourself. And so when someone's talking about things that they don't like in other people, it's really more so something that they don't really like in themselves. Being present in your now is about being present in your now. Like Tabria was saying, not being present in someone else's now, but being present in your now. And like Deborah was saying, being thankful. So I'm going to be thankful, Lord. Thank you. And I'm going to be present in my now. What's going on, Alton? I'm going to be present in my now. I'm going to live in my present. Listen to this. It's like sometimes we lose sight of what God is doing because we're focusing on what other people have. We see what they have. We say, I wish I had that. What about being thankful for what you do have? Being thankful. Hey, Jeffrey, praise God. What about being thankful for what you have? And say, you know what, Lord, I'm thankful for this. I might not be where I want to be, but I'm thankful for this. And I'm believing that you're going to get me to that place where I need to be. But what are you saying to me about my life right now? What do you want Gregory to learn right now? And this is where I'm at. God, what do you want me to learn right now? Because the thing about it is this. If we spend so much time focusing on what other people have, we miss what God has given us. And the thing about being thankful and living in that state of gratefulness, like Deborah was saying, and we don't get a chance for God to bless us because we're so focused on either what we did have, or what we feel like we've lost, or we're so focused on what we're trying to attain to. But no, what do you have right now? What is in your hand? Some of us complain about not having certain things, and God is saying, what is in your hands? Just like there's some people up here. I don't know if you guys have heard about the federal workers. They're two sisters, and they created their own cheesecake, furlough cheesecake, something like that. And they just took that step out. What's going on, Dr. Woodrow? Took that step out. What was in their hands? Listen, some of you guys have been praying and saying, Lord, I wish I had this, and I wish I had my own business. And God's saying, what do you have today? What do you have today? Build upon what you have today. But if you're not thankful, if you're not grateful for what you have, then how can you expect God to bless you with more if you're not thankful for that? Or if you don't see or recognize that God has blessed you with what you have today. But sometimes we end up living in this whole thing of being envious of other people, and we're focusing on their now, where they are, that we forget and we miss what God is doing in our lives. How much time have we lost? How much time have you lost because you spent so much time comparing yourself to other people? Your gift is your gift. Your blessing is your blessing. What God has created you to do is what God has created you to do. You just got to believe that you can do it. And when those people who don't want to deal with that present and then now want to bring you down, you got to say, no, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to feed that. I'm going to feed the hope that God's placed within me. I'm going to feed the dream. I'm going to feed this desire to please God. I want to be present in my now. I want to be fully present in my now. I want to live in the present. Where I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me something to eat. Thank you, Lord, that I have some clothes. Thank you, Lord, that I can see some progress. It might not happen when you expect it to happen, but you have to believe that it will happen. But for right now, I'm going to praise God for where I'm at and for what I have. Tabria says this, that's it. What about my life journey? You need me to learn right now. My God, that's good, Pastor Greg. Praise God, Tabria. Thank you. George says this, yes, if we in the will of the Lord, it's okay to speak things into existence. Yes. Thank you, George. Thank you, George, for sharing that. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I love what George said when he said, yes, if we are in the will of the Lord, it's okay to speak things into existence. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, sometimes we our present is a result of what we've spoken. Sometimes the present, the things that we're experiencing, are the things that we have spoken over our lives. And then we wonder, why is this happening? Because you spoke it. If you say, I will never, ever get past this issue right now. I will never get past this. And then you're wondering, you know, some months later, years later, how come I can never get past this? Because you spoke out of your word, out of your mouth, I will never get past this. Or I will never forgive that person. So we got to be careful of the things that we speak out of our lives. Because in living in the present, sometimes our present, like Brother George saying, if we are in the will of the Lord, it's okay to speak things to existence and then take it even further. Sometimes our present is a result of the things that have come out of our mouths. And then we have to deal with it in the present because we've spoken it and it's come back to us. It's come back. You speak life, life's come back. Speak death, it's come back. Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What goes out comes back. But one of my 4 points tonight, I know we're about 12 minutes till the closing of this time together, is this. Know the season you're in and do that. Know the season that you are in and do that. So in your present, living in your present, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a time and place for everything under the sun, right? And you go ahead and you read those. You go ahead and read that. Let me read a few of those things to you right now. Ecclesiastes. Here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, right? It says this. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. You know, there's a time for everything under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Know the season that you're in. If you're in a season and God's telling you this, in this season, I need you to just be quiet. Then be quiet. Why are you talking? God's trying to talk to you, tell you something, but you're so busy talking. If it's time to plant, then plant. If it's a time to uproot, uproot. But see, the thing about it, we miss God sometimes, and this whole thing of living in our present, because we don't understand where we're at. Lord, where am I at right now? Mentally, spiritually, emotionally. What needs to happen? And see, and if we open ourselves up and allow God to speak to us, He can heal our hearts if we're willing to allow Him to heal us. He can speak to us and give us direction and guide us if we are willing. And Tabria says this, guys, we have a choice every day to decide how we show up in our now. All right, every day we have a choice. Will you show up in negativity, fear, doubt, or our past, or show up in positivity, faith, and believing that we can have an enjoyable now. Enjoyable. Listen, thank you for sharing that, Tabria. Thank you for sharing that, for real. You know, listen to this. Sometimes things are going to be uncomfortable, right? Sometimes we have to learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable, knowing that it's a season, knowing that this thing, this too shall pass. We have to believe that things are not going to stay the same. But God wants to take us to the next level in our lives. God wants us to grow. But sometimes we, in order to do that, what you're saying, Tabria, it goes along with what you're saying, Tabria. We have a choice every day to decide how we show up in our now. We have to do an inventory to see where we are in every area of our lives. You know, how many of us really do an inventory? Say, look, spiritually, I'm feeling this way. I'm in a good relationship. Emotionally, I'm dealing with this. Physically, I'm dealing with this. Spiritually, you know, and just have that inventory and just go down that list. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, financially. And just say, this is where I am right now. Then once you do that inventory, that self-inventory, that time where you can just sit back and just reflect, Lord, how do you want me to go about this? You know, I'm going to speak life over my life. I need you to show me how to navigate through these. Help me to deal with the pain. Help me to deal with the hurt. Help me to deal with these things. You know, one of the things about it is that last week, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, we buried my grandmother. And I was wondering why I was feeling this way, right? Well, you know, my grandmother passed away a couple years ago. We buried her around this time. So in the back of my mind, that thing was there. You know, listen, and if we don't do the inventory and be honest about this, what I'm dealing with, some grief, some past grief. I miss my grandmother, you know. Oh, Lord, one of the strongest women, godly women, that I've ever known, you know. And listen to this, but if I didn't do that inventory to say, oh, yeah, this happened. So emotionally, I've been feeling this particular way because this right here. You know, we have to be willing to deal with what's going on. And when I took the time out to say, look, oh, yeah, this happened a few years ago around this time. Okay, that's what's going on with me. See, sometimes people are going through things. We're going on, Tasha. We don't even understand what they're going through. Sometimes we're going through life, and we're hurt, and we don't understand why we're hurt. We take the time to be still, then God can show you this is what you're dealing with. You know, one thing about this, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Release it all back to God. Seek first the kingdom of God. God, what I'm going to seek you. So being present in your now, ultimately, being present in your now, the main point, first point I said, take it slow. Second point, listen to God when he's talking to you. Third point, deal with your present. Fourth point, know the season you're in, and do that. And ultimately, Tasha said, amen. 100, amen, Tasha. You know, and ultimately, release it all back to God. and then live in that place of thanksgiving, like Deborah was saying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Tabria says this, self-inventory frees us and opens us up to receive what God wants to say concerning our next step. Our next steps. That's a good one, Tabria. Self-inventory frees us and opens us up to receive what God wants us to say, what God wants to say concerning our next steps. Yeah, when we do that self-inventory and then be honest with God, it opens us up for God to speak to us. It opens us up for God to heal us. It opens us up to what God might want us to do next. Like you're saying, perhaps God wants you to help someone else who's going through. But you got to know where you're at right now. And like I said, one of the biggest things is this. We have to accept sometimes that we are not there where we feel like we're supposed to be. And instead of looking, living in the woe is me or I used to have this, I used to have that, just say, thank you, Lord, for what I have. This is where I'm at right now. And I'm going to share something with you guys. When you're present in your now and God tells you things are going to change, embrace it. Embrace your present. Embrace the hurt. Because guess what? If you didn't go through something that hurt, you wouldn't become the person that you are. You wouldn't be the person you are right now. You might not become the person you God wants you to become if you don't embrace the fact that you've been hurt. If, you know, how can you really help someone who, if you've never been hurt, if you've never dealt with pain, if you've never gone through some things? So being present in your now. We talk about that whole thing about being in a microwave society and wanting everything now, 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 now. No. Let it take its course. Let time take its course. And one thing that God has told me that I'm going to share with you is about trust the process. Being present in your now, ultimately thanking the Lord, but trusting the process, trusting that God will lead you and guide you, that God will never leave you nor forsake you, that God's plans for you are good, that not to bring you harm, but to prosper you. You know, listen to this. Trust the process. Trust the process. Wherever you are in your life, in your journey, trust the process and be thankful. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Deborah, patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. Well, I don't know if I've shared this before with you guys, but there's some things, some goals and things like that I've been working toward. And I was like, I'm there. I'm right there, Lord. I'm there. I am ready to do this thing. And it was like, oops, not yet. I was told not yet. I wasn't told no. I was told not yet. I'm going to have to wait a while before that happens. And I was sick. You hear me, guys? I was physically sick. I spoke into existence. And then I said, no, I'm not sick. I'm going to trust the process. It's not right now. It's not a no. It's just not yet. And sometimes we have to accept that we're not ready yet. And that God, that we're not at the place sometimes where God wants us to be before he opens up that door. Yeah, you remember Deborah? Yeah. You remember Deborah? You know, listen, I've had to wait. You know, being present in the now, accepting, having to accept the no's, having to accept the not yet, not having to accept the yes, it's a go, it's a green light, go for it. But being present, saying, Lord, what do you want to teach me right now? And ultimately, what he wants me to do is listen, is trust him. Trust the process. Hear what he's saying. Do what he's saying to do. And then do those things that he's already told me to do that I haven't done yet. And sometimes we wonder how come the process hasn't kept on, hasn't gone to the next level, because we have failed to do what God has already told us to do that we haven't done yet. Some of you guys wondering how come this door hasn't opened. You haven't finished your book yet. Some of you guys wondering how come I haven't got to this point, because you haven't trusted him to stand, take that step out, take that step of faith out. Some of you guys are wondering how come this hasn't happened, because you're still talking. Whatever it is in your life, trust the process. Trust that God is with you. Seek the kingdom of God first. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Just give thanks for where you what you have today, what God is doing in your life today, and be thankful for life. Be thankful for love. Be thankful for fruits of the Spirit. Be thankful for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Just be thankful for everything. Tabria says this, wait doesn't mean no, but he has better. That's right. Wait doesn't mean no, but he has better, and he has better for you. I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. Please share this video, being present in your now. Thank you guys for coming in, coming on Thursday. The goal is that we're going to come through and we're going to have a great time next Tuesday night from 9 to 10 here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Praise God. I bless God and praise him for you guys. Please let me know, how have you been blessed? What are your takeaways? What are you taking away from this conversation tonight? What are you taking away? Being present in your now. There's so many things to take away. One of the things for me that I'm taking away tonight is living in that state of gratefulness. Just remembering to be grateful. Being present in the now, grateful. It's great to be alive. It's great to be present. And be present so you can embrace and really respect what God is doing now. So in the future, you can say, you know what? Yeah, I've been through that, but I'm going to live in the present. I'm going to live and embrace what I'm going through and dealing with now, because it's going to happen. It's going to be for all for God's glory, right? Praise God. I love you guys. I pray you'll be encouraged. Know that you're not alone. Know that God is with you. Be present. Do your self-inventory. And be willing to share next time you come on, you know, how being present in your now has blessed your life. And if you want to even share that now, please do it on the feed. When you guys are responding in the feed, even after this telecast, you know, this time together, we still comment and respond back. I want to say God bless you. Be encouraged. Have a great night. Embrace your now. Be present. Live in your present. God bless you.